WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
To those who follow Special Olympics, he's known by one simple word, champion. You see, Jimmy has won the last six Special Olympics pentathlons.
Incredible. That guy's the Deion Sanders of retards.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
98% effective against chiggers and ticks. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, let me see. This is ahead of the Buzz News Hour. Ooh, all the stuff about the vacation. I'll save it till tomorrow because I want to play the game. How much did Mike lose on vacation?
Does everybody have their guesses ready?
I think so.
I have mine.
Yeah, I have it, please.
And I'll submit it.
Rob guesses that Mike is...
Submitted for your approval.
Mike is down 8 pounds.
Very close.
Really?
I guess he was down 2.
Uh-huh.
Buzz, what's your guess?
I had down 3.
Down 3.
Uh-huh.
Michael.
You don't want to make him wait?
No.
You don't want to stretch out
the... Check with the boys in the back room?
You want to check with the boys in the back room? Make people wait a little bit longer?
What you do with... Do it with your Japanese voice, though.
I have it on good authority. Ike O'Mara, for duration of time away from radio station, has gained a total of 15 pounds. 15 pounds. Thank you. 15 pounds.
Doesn't show.
It
now,
doesn't.
Now, not back
it
to my really original, doesn't. You know, dangerously flirting with height. Super high numbers, but this is a very dangerous obesity that I have right now, and I have to get right back on the stick. And my New Year's resolution was to get down to 225, and I only to be able to do that, I only have to lose 400 pounds. No, I am at 2. I was when I got on the scale yesterday morning, on New Year's Day, which was the only time I said I was going to weigh myself. Well, it's a bit of a story.
Well, that's why you're here.
I'm not going to tell the story about what happened down when I went down. After we got everything kind of resolved, I decided I would jet out of town for a little R&R.
I remember you said to me you were going to go get drunk.
I did that, and then I jetted out of town after that and went down to my place down in Florida, which I've had for many, many years.
Oh, down in Fort Myers, Florida,
and,
right?
Yeah, and there's another story that will follow with that. I'll tell you that at another time, but I ate badly down there. I was by myself. I had some issues down there, some trouble that I had to take care of, and...
Oh, you should tell people so they don't read anything into that.
I had a flooded house.
Yeah.
My toilet broke, and my house flooded.
Oh.
So after I got off the plane and I called Carl and I said, I'm driving along going, I'm so glad everything got worked out. This is paradise down here. I really think this is going to do me some good. I walked into my house and I just kind of heard a... And there was a flood. There was a flood in the house, and, I mean, everything was ruined. Everything. I didn't have to replace a lot of drywall, and that's how I got really, really lucky with that.
It's expensive, right?
But I had to replace several quarter panels of drywall and all that. But I was by myself. I was sleeping in an area of the house down there that is reserved for children, so it's a small area. And I was unable to use the kitchen due to the damage that was done in the house.
Yeah.
And because of that, I frequently, if not exclusively, ate my meals out of doors.
Well, there you go.
Out of the home. And the closest restaurant, and I wouldn't even call it a restaurant, but who wants to go to a sit-down restaurant anyway when you're alone? No one. Am I right about that?
The lonely guy.
Mm-hmm. No one wants to go to a sit-down restaurant
right.
by themselves.
Ooh.
And the closest, well, I'll say it, fast food restaurant was the local Dairy Queen.
Oh, you're good.
Dairy Queen offers a number 5. Which appealed to me. The number 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The number 5, you know, I look, first of all,
you ever,
the number 5
you ever,
is 2 chili cheese dogs with a bag of regular potato chips.
Well, that is good.
But I also have the Christmas...
you got to have a colon rod to be able to eat that food, though.
I ate a number of number 5s when I was down there. There was one day where I had a number 5 for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's like supersize me.
Yeah, I ate a lot. I ate a lot. But I mean, you know, it's not that much food when you really look at it that way. It's just horrible for you.
Yes.
I mean, it's really horrible for you. But really, if you're talking about volume, you could eat healthy and eat a lot more food than what I ate. I mean, the chili cheese dog was, it's not like it's a massive hot dog.
During the 7 weeks that we were gone,
yes.
I was positive that I had maybe put on 15 pounds.
Right.
Freaking positive. I was like to the point where when I got my head together, I said to Jenna, my God, I'm fat.
Right.
God, I weighed myself, gained 2 pounds. Mm-hmm. Now, okay. I'm sure a lot of it's going to show up in the weeks to come.
Right.
But I did most of my major eating even before Thanksgiving.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
All
when
right.
When I was really in the midst of my depression, anxiety, get myself together.
10 pounds.
I don't want to drink during this time, so I would just eat. Mm-hmm. Only 2 pounds.
Nothing.
Only 2 pounds.
10 pounds you can get away with. I think when you go into that post 10 pound, that's when size becomes where you're going up a size. And that's why on New Year's Eve, when Carla came out in her beautiful dress for New Year's Eve, because we were going to go out to dinner, and I went to get my suit, not my fat suit.
Not your Gleason?
Not my fat suit. No, my single fat suit. My fat suit. The fattest suit that I have in
like
the new size.
Everybody like us that has been through the weight thing,
yeah.
Those that you've got.
You know what I'm talking about?
You've got your skinny clothes.
It's my fat. This is my fat suit.
It's not fat,
out of the new size.
Right, right.
It's the highest end of the new size.
Stuff, gotcha.
And when I put that on, it was just like the movie Fatso, where the tear came down, because I believe that Carla heard from down in the kitchen.
Did you ever?
Carla heard me go, F! F! I mean, I was so mad because it was, I could have worn it, but if I wore it, I believe the jacket was going to make me look like a chimpanzee.
Robert Hardy.
You know, wearing one of those. I was going to look like Curly. I was going to look like Curly with the jacket. It was not, you know, I will not wear a sport coat or a suit jacket if it's going to be, I don't care about buttoning it. It's got to be buttoned and it's got to hang. It's got to hang on you.
You shouldn't be sad.
I also ate fried grouper sandwiches because it's down in Florida. And, man, they had one down there that was just about the best thing you ever wrapped your tongue.
Would you ever have that along with a number 5?
No, I would. There were many. There was one day where I had a number 5 for dinner, and I ate the fried grouper sandwich at lunch, complete with lovely French fries and coleslaw. Oh. And I ate every bit of it because it was so yummy. But the Dairy Queen had something that was... Is it a blizzard at Dairy Queen?
Yes, it serves upside down.
They had a blizzard that was vanilla-based ice cream with peppermint candy and chocolate chips mixed into it.
Very nice.
It was a Christmas thing.
Of course.
And I devoured it. It was fantastic. I didn't really do all that much drinking, you know, except for one night. And and other than that, I just ate very, very badly. I went to Leone's, which is down there, which is a pizza place that normally delivers. But I went and picked it up myself because I just didn't want to be in the house. The house was
ride your bike.
The house was no.
Where'd you eat the pizza that you ordered?
A in my car. No, I ate half of it in the car on the way home.
Okay.
Not half of it. Two or three pieces. You know, as I'm driving the 3 minutes from the pizza place to my house,
right.
Then I ate the rest of it in bed when I got home. Didn't eat all, but I got wings also with the pizza.
Well,
I'm telling you seriously, the nights that I really was out of control with my eating that were really. And then I don't know why this happened, but somewhere in the process of getting everything fixed down there and Carla coming down, I figured out a dessert that I actually made for people, which was a version of Bananas Foster, and I called it Bananas Mikey. And I made that for people down in Florida.
Was
I made
there
it
fire?
I made it for my sister at Christmas, and I made it for Carla, you know, just, which is, it's very simple.
Use fire? Use fire?
Yeah, it's brown sugar.
Uh-huh.
It's butter.
I'll have a number 5.
A number 5. Man. You know, really, I've had a lot of chili dogs in my day, but these are,
clearly.
God, I tell you, talking right now, getting close to 6 o'clock, I want one right now.
No, you don't.
Oh, God, they're
bad
good.
Bad for you. Bad.
They're bad for you, but boy, they're delicious.
Yeah.
They really are. I enjoyed myself. You know, at a certain point, I chucked it. At a certain point, I knew.
Yeah.
But I'm back on the stick once again, you know, with the, it's not a New Year's resolution. It's just I started eating on New Year's Day, on the holiday. I started eating better, and I've been eating better since, and we'll see what happens. I am down half a pound from yesterday.
You shouldn't feel bad, because you know what I read? Gil Gerard, you know your buddy Gil Gerard? He played Buck Rogers?
Yeah, he's like a big strapping, like, Hollywood type guy.
Uh-huh. That up until recently, he had ballooned up to 353.
Yeah. I'd love to see. Where are the pictures?
Wasn't he great on the show?
He was great.
Wasn't he, like, drunk one time we had him on?
We've been in touch with his people. We hope to ask him about his gastric bypass.
Oh, he got a gastric. He got up to 350?
Buck Rogers got a gastric bypass.
And how tall is he? He's not very tall, is he?
He's like 6 feet, maybe.
So,
I just remember one other thing I ate.
Mm. What's that?
This is something I enjoyed. This one I did go out to a restaurant with friends. Once people got down there, I ate chicken livers. Fried chicken livers with onions.
Fried.
Very good.
Which is really just like pure fat paste.
Does this make your butt burn just hearing all this?
It makes me jealous.
So fantastic.
I wish I had my appetite.
So good.
You know, a lot of your regulars, number five and a six.
A lot of your fried calamaris, a lot of your dessert items. Mm-hmm. You know, enjoy that. And made the bananas Mikey, which I'll make for you sometime. Maybe I can make it for you and your good lady sometime. So good. I make it actually, I made it calorie friendly too.
You know,
they've got a brown sugar now that's half the sugar that's made with Splenda.
Ah.
And it melts just as good as the regular brown stuff.
You Splenda. Should be like that omelet guy that they hire at parties, mm-hmm. and you should go to the radio station and you should make your bananas Mikey for those two people that are having the inner office romance.
I'd love to.
You could just wheel your, like, library.
It's not Bananas Mikey. It's Bananas Foster is what it is.
You'd have, like, a library cart that
mm-hmm.
you would just roll around to their room. Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
To the office where the fornicating is happening.
Uh-huh.
You could knock on the door and say, room service.
Sure. Say, excuse me, you two. Hey, come on. Somebody want me to get a bucket of water? Bananas Mikey time. Come on now. Unclench for a little bit so I can make you the Bananas Mikey.
You serve it on ice cream?
Yes.
Time for the adulterer's special.
It's
who's got an appetite for more than ice cream? Who wants to eat a banana?
I didn't skimp on the ice cream. I got the Haagen-Dazs.
Very nice.
Yeah, very good.
Of course. Buzz?
Yes.
Did you ever think that we'd get to the news on time today?
I didn't know, but
we didn't. We're late.
Here we are.
We're late, but we'll start it when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.